Lord bless you, saints. Welcome to the house of the Lord. It's a truly a great privilege to be here this morning. Amen. There's a lot more people than us that wanted to be here, you know. But for some reason, the Lord made it possible that you and me will be here this morning. And we have another host of audience that are at home wishing, I wish I was there. I would have been clapping and dancing on that song, Take Me Back. But we thank the Lord for the opportunity will come again. When song service comes, I'm just going to let myself go today, you know. Don't think I was drinking anything besides the Holy Spirit. So that's what I'm just going to do today, you know. I've got loads of space there. Brother Eli is not there. Brother David is not there. So I'm just going to let myself loose. Brother George is going to think, what happened to Brother Wilmore today? But I so love to be in the house of the Lord, and I'm sure you do too. So we are thankful to be here this morning, even though I'm quite nervous. I've taught Sunday school for many years, but today I'm very, very nervous, you know, because I've got to keep it Sunday school. So we want to read in the book of the Hebrews chapter 13, just three verses there, and I will let you sit down. We started a little bit late because two of our deacons are not here, but Brother Greg has done a wonderful job with his deputies, Brother Michael and Brother Jesse. Thank you very much. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let brotherly love continue. That's what I want to talk about this morning. Let brotherly love continue. Do not be forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourself also in the body. So this is a great reminder here that we should let brotherly love continue, because we have a tendency to stop it from continuing. And we just want to look into this morning in a way of Sunday school, just to see what the scripture has in store for us this morning. Let us pray a bit. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful this morning for your grace to come into your house, Lord. Hallelujah. There's so many that have desired to see this day, Lord, and I have waited for it with great expectation. And I'm so delighted that I'm here this morning. Father, oh God, may you bless now this meeting, Lord. We commit it into your hands. Bless the saints that are at home, just itching to be here, Lord. We commit them into your hands, Lord, that you may give us a bit more respite, Lord, that next week the church might open again and they may also have a turn to come in. We commit them into your hands. Bless those that have traveled, Brother Eli and Brother David. We commit them to you, Lord. Please watch over them this morning. Amen. Bless this Sunday school is our prayer. We commit it into your hands as we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated, saints. So let brotherly love continue. This is Paul exhorting the saints to let it continue, because we can have a tendency where we can make it stop. So we want to read again from the book of John chapter 13. And hear what the Lord himself said concerning this. John chapter 13, he speaks in verse 34 and 35, right towards the end of the chapter. And he says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word this morning. As more saints come in, welcome saints, if you can take your seats. So the Lord Jesus himself is giving us a commandment. He says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. And he doesn't give this commandment. It's not like any other commandment, that the commandments of men that we make with one another, you know, you shall not do this, and you know, you shall not sit there, you go and sit there, you know. When we make commandments one for another, you have a right to question that. Because we are unrighteous many times, and sometimes the motive behind the commandments we make for one another is not very pure. You know, sometimes we want to make things difficult for other people and just make a commandment of men, you know. But when it is Jesus Christ himself making a commandment and saying, a new commandment I give unto you, and knowing that God is righteous, he is pure, he has love for you and me, you can be sure this morning that when he gives a commandment, it isn't to make your life difficult. It's a commandment for your own good. And when you don't follow that commandment, you are forsaking your own mercies, the Bible says. You are forfeiting what that commandment would bring to you in your life. Especially this one that we have just read, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. Amen. And you might think you're doing yourself a lot of favor or some big thing, you know, and say, I'm not going to greet that brother. I will not entertain him in my house, you know. What he did to me, I will not even send him a Christmas card, you know. I'm not asking for Christmas cards. But don't think you're doing yourself some great thing. You are actually working as an agent of the devil when you do that. Yes, because the commandment of the Lord is, little children, love one another. Amen. That's what we must have one for another. And we forfeit a lot of good things for ourselves when we withhold love one for another. Amen. And Paul comes in where we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, and he says that, let brotherly love continue. That's the beginning of that chapter. And it's very striking to think that Paul, the apostle, will write to the people and say, let brotherly love continue. Because if something can just happen on itself, we don't need to let it to continue. It will just happen among us. But brotherly love is not like that. It's something that you have to let continue. If you just leave things the way they are, your old nature is going to stop brotherly love from continuing. Because there's something in our old nature that we were born with, our fallen old nature that we inherited from our parents. There's something in it that just so easily falls in the way of stopping brotherly love from continuing. It might be a memory of how unfair somebody was to you years before. And that memory lingers in you. It might be some, you know, a distrust that you have that was caused by someone somewhere in Zimbabwe, and here you are in Ireland, and that person doesn't even know Ireland exists. But that distrust you have, you carry it with you, and a brother wants to visit you to express brotherly love, and you don't trust the man. And he was like, you know, wife, brother so-and-so rang and say he wants to visit, but I'm not so sure. You see, your old nature can get in the way of brotherly love continuing. So we've got to purposely and with our very own will override every one of the things that our old nature can come in the way, and we override that and let brotherly love continue. Because there's something about it. When you let brotherly love continue, there's something that the Lord Jesus wanted you to benefit. He says, by this the world will know that you are my disciples. How? When we become like Christ, and he was love itself expressed, Jesus Christ, when God gave, he gave his only begotten son. Why? Because he so loved the world. So he was an expression of love to the world. And when we become like that one to another, the world will look and say, surely these must be the disciples of Jesus Christ. So we want to look at that. And I'm thinking this morning of a time where brotherly love has got free reign among the people. I'm thinking of a time when there's nothing in my mind against another brother, or nothing in another brother's mind against someone. You know, we're a time of love. And the only time I can approximate to write this morning is what we find in the book of Revelation chapter 20. If you want to turn there with me quickly. Revelation chapter 20 speaks of a time that is to come. And every believer who has the love of God in them expects this time to come. They live under great expectation of a time where you don't have to worry about, oh, how will I pay my bills? Oh, if I eat this, I'll get sick. You see, the devil has torment, the Bible says. He has fear, but love casts out every fear. And that's what we want to look at this morning, if we have enough time. Love casts out fear. All the works of the enemy, they are cast out by love. Imagine then when Jesus Christ says, love one another. Hallelujah. Do you see what you forfeit when you hold a grudge against a brother?
Amen.
All the works of the devil come in there. Fear, sickness, disease, and all sorts of things simply because you won't follow this commandment. Love one another. But in the book of Revelation chapter 20, something very interesting, a time is coming upon this earth where there will be 1,000 years of peace, righteousness, love among the people, and I look forward to that day. And it says from verse number 1, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. So if you are like me, I have to use my imagination a lot. When people come and tell me we want a house, it's like this, we want a bedroom, I look at them, listen to their words, and go beyond their words and imagine that house in my mind, and then I conceive a design. So if you are like me, you are actually imagining right now an angel descending from heaven with a key on his side and a great chain, you know? And he comes down on earth, and it says, and he laid hold on the dragon. So you are looking at he has hold the dragon, you know, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him.
Hallelujah.
1,000 years.
Thank you, Lord.
What does that do? When the angel comes with a great chain and a key of the bottomless pit and binds the devil, it says that in verse 3, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And we'll stop there.
Bye.
So this angel has done this work. He has bound the devil and cast him into the bottomless pit. And then the millennium begins. A time on earth where the devil is bound and put away. Just think for a moment. If there has been someone in your life that tormented you, that has done evil against you, unjustified unfairness against you, and that person is constantly tormenting you, and then the police comes, you go and report, and they come and take that person away, bind him and put him in prison, and you say, even throw the key away, you know, so that he never comes out. It gives you freedom. It takes away all your fears because the person who has been tormenting you is cast away. But think of all the troubles that are caused in this world. Every sickness, every teardrop of a mother crying over a sick baby, every trouble that you have gone through, all the wars and the hunger and the poverty and children getting stuck in drugs and things like that, every one of those things has been caused by the devil.
Amen.
And to think that there will come a time on earth when that devil is bound and cast away, what a great time that is going to be. I think you would want to be here, and I want to be here. I'm looking forward for that time because there will be no sickness, there will be no tears, there will be no death. It will be a glorious millennium with the Lord Jesus himself reigning over his subjects right here on earth. And how does it begin? When this devil is cast away. He's bound and he's put into chains and he's put away for 1,000 years. I'm sure you are looking forward to that time. Because in that time, everybody around you will love you.
Amen.
And you will love everyone around you.
Amen.
Surely that scripture will be truly fulfilled when the Bible says, beloved, let us love one another. It will be fulfilled when Jesus says, love one another. He won't have to say that then. We will be so much in love with one another. And I'm just going to skip through here because time. But let's look again and examine what this verse 1, 2, and 3 is telling us. Because the angel descends with a chain. And he comes and binds the devil and puts him away for 1,000 years. I mean, we take it for granted to say that's exactly what is going to happen. There's a great chain somewhere in heaven that is waiting to be brought down, and the angel that is going to bring that chain is going to bound the devil, and me, I'll be praying and say, Lord, send that chain right now. But I want to tell you this morning that that chain is right here with us. It's in your heart, and that's why Jesus Christ says, love one another. And we want to examine that. And one day, if the sister can put a slide for me there, a brother was asking about this millennium. And he asked a question in question and answers 3, and he says, does the millennium have to do with the 1,000 years? Could it not be a generation? He had a question, you know. And the prophet is answering, no, a generation and so forth is 40 years, and it will be 1,000 years. But he goes beyond just answering this question, and in paragraph 150, the prophet goes on to say, so it's that Sabbath day when the church will no more labor against sin. Because there will be no sin there. So you won't labor against it. And Satan is bound for a little season, 1,000 years. So this is the very scripture that we are reading in Revelation 20 that the prophet is referring to here. That the devil is bound for 1,000 years. Now let's get into the juicy part of these things. Because his subjects is all in hell, and the church that's on earth is redeemed and right in the presence of Christ. So he has nothing he can work on. Who? The devil has nothing that he can work on at that time. So it's not a chain, that chain I was asking you to imagine. There's no chain somewhere in heaven waiting to bind the devil. It is not a chain, as I said, a lock chain. It's a chain of circumstances. He has nothing he can do. He's helpless and hopeless. Yeah. Just waiting for the resurrection of the subjects, because at the end of this millennium, they will be risen again in the second resurrection. And then he will go to work again, because now he has things that he can work on. But as long as the millennium is on and his subjects are not there, the devil is bound. By a chain of circumstances, he has nothing he can work on, because he needs something to work on. If you give him something, the devil will work. There is power right there. There is power to bind the devil right there. If you give the devil something, he's going to work on it. Remember in heaven, when he was the cherubim behind the throne of God, and he couldn't do anything, but he had to tell a tale to the angels, and they had to believe him. Now he had something to work on. Then he was cast out. He came on to Eden. There's nothing he could do. It wasn't that he just arrived that moment and he saw Eve and this. No. He tried what he can. He couldn't, because he had nothing to work on. Amen. Until Eve was man. The prophet tells us, because in the original creation, Adam could not have done that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah? But Eve came on the scene, and she had to believe what the devil said for him to have something to work on. So the same in your life this morning, you and me. We have power beyond measure, more than what we can ever think of, to bind the devil this morning. When we love one another, when we come to a place where we express love one to another, we can create a bubble here of heaven on earth. Literal heaven on earth, where the devil has nothing he can work on, even in the middle of us.
Amen.
If you can put the second one so we can prove that point. Love one another. The prophet says, this is Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
Yeah.
A very important message. He says, love one another above everything. Love one another.
Amen.
Paul said it. The prophet said it. Jesus Christ said it. You read, even John said it many times. He's got chapters and chapters in 1 John 3 and 4 where he's speaking about love one another.
Amen.
Because if we neglect this, we are forfeiting such power among our lives. We can pray all night, and I bind you, Satan, I bind you, Satan. But when you go home, you still hold a grudge. Remember, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Because he has something to work with in your life. But when you cast out all those things, the love of God comes in you and expresses itself. The devil will come to a place in your life where he's bound by a chain of circumstances. He can't do anything. He doesn't know what to do with you.
Amen.
I'm going to have to steal a few more minutes into the song service after. Love one another above everything. Love one another. Don't, no matter what the devil tries to say, we know this God. Now, you are all one great big sweet group now. But remember my warning, see? Satan won't let that stay that way, no, sir. He will shoot everything. If he has to bring somebody in to make a target. Now, think of that before we move on. That we are one great big group. We have created a bubble of heaven on earth, sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and we are so in love with one another that the devil has nothing in our midst to work with and is helpless in our midst.
Amen.
Until he has to resort to a place where he has to bring someone in, because the people that are in there, I have nothing to work on. I'm bound with them.
Amen.
So we can create a mini millennium. We can test the millennium right here if we love one another.
Amen.
If we don't neglect to love one another, if we let brotherly love continue, I'm telling you, brother, I am telling you, the devil has to bring somebody in to make a target. He'll bring some critic. So criticism, yeah? He works with that. He brings some critic or unbeliever, unbelieving. Sin is to unbelieve. When that is not among us, we can create heaven on earth. And sit him down and cause him to fellowship with you. So you've got to gain the trust of this person. And under the quietness on things, then shoot that guy with some kind of poison stuff. And you start through the church with it. Don't take sides with it.
Amen.
That's the remedy. Because he will try it.
Amen.
But if you want to maintain that brotherly kindness in our love, in our midst, if you want to maintain that heaven on earth, don't take sides with it.
Hallelujah.
Don't have anything to do with it, anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You stay right, loving and sweet.
Man,
now do you know the prophet says, love heals.
Amen.
You can heal somebody by love.
Amen.
You see how much we forfeit by not following this new commandment, by listening to what people say about other things. Always have the attitude of benefit of doubt. When somebody says something about someone, tell them right quick, you know, brother, did you speak to that brother? Or I don't believe what you're saying. I know that brother very well.
Amen.
You know, that's how we shut these things. Pray for that man that he'll be saved to, or that woman, or ever who it is.
Yeah.
Just pray for them and stick one with another. Stay with your pastor. See, he's the shepherd, and give him respect. He will lead you through. And cause he's ordained of God to do so. Now, do you remember that? Congregation says amen.
Glory.
So let's ask again. Now, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Amen. The enemy will come. And when he does, just cling much closer. Because we are in treacherous times now.
Amen.
Whoever thought that this year we will have only less than 15, 20 services in this church.
My.
And he released some thing into the world, and it has caused all this that we have here.
Amen.
But we want to create a bubble among us where we will be wanting to get some, the corona crown, yeah? Not this kind that keeps the masks on, but the kind that God gives when we have love one for another. That's what we want to create. Who knows what's coming in the next year? Brother, this thing that was here, it's footmen, huh, brother? It's footmen, but the soldiers that are on horses are coming.
Amen.
And you and me better be prepared for them.
Amen.
And this is the only way, when we love one another, there's nothing that can ever strike fear in the hearts of the people of God.
Amen.
Just now, as I finish, there's a little story. You know, when you get to think of these things and meditate on them, you receive things, you listen to the message, you know, and the prophet says something about that. You listen to that, and something about that is said. And it's very interesting when it happens. But there's a little story that I heard. It's not a true story. I think it's somebody who made it up. But it really brings that point across, and I want to say it to you this morning. It's about a donkey that was tied to a tree. The owner of this donkey tied the donkey to a tree. But a demon came and untied this donkey. And I would like to make you think this morning of your old nature. That nature that hinders love to propagate among us. Think of it of that donkey tied to the cross of Jesus Christ. Leave it tied there. Don't let nobody untie your donkey. Amen. But this demon came and untied the donkey. And the donkey was, well, freedom. And it went into a field and began to eat. And it was eating there. And the wife of the farmer saw the donkey and she was like, "My, it's going to destroy our field." So what does she do? She took a gun and shot that donkey and killed it. And problem solved. But the owner of the donkey came and was like, "My, she shot my donkey." He also took his shotgun and shot the woman. Now the husband of the woman comes and says, "He shot my wife." He takes his rifle, shoots him. And then the children of that man come and say, "He shot our dad." They go and burn his whole field. And then he says, "They burnt my field." He takes his rifle and goes and shoots all of them. Then eventually he goes to prison himself for murder. Do you see? And then the people ask to the demons, "My, look at all these people dead. What have you done?" The demon said, "Nothing. I just released the donkey." Do you see what happens? Yeah. If this woman had seen the donkey has been released and she had taken that donkey and tied it back, none of all this trouble would have been caused. But she went and she let that donkey untie her own donkey of anger. And she went and shot it. And it caused a whole chain of reaction and all these things that can happen. It is not a true story, but I can tell you that it is true in many other circumstances. When people come and untie your donkey from the cross of your old nature, and say, "That brother, he doesn't know me. He'll see me." It can cause such a chain reaction of events, but if you are wise, you will love one another. No matter what the circumstance, love one another. No matter what anybody says, love one another, because we are going to need it in the days that are coming. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. This morning. Amen. Let us pray. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your grace. Thank you for bringing us into your house, Lord. How we look forward now even to the song worship. We look forward to the testimonies, to the items. We look forward to the preaching of the word. Lord, help us. Let your presence continue to be with us this morning and minister us into the place where you want us to be, Lord. Bless the saints that are at home. We commit them to you that you may speak to them, even, Lord, and create the atmosphere that we have here, right there at home also. Amen. We commit this day into your hands. Bless it, Lord. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Will. That was wonderful. Even if you had taken the whole song worship, it was worth the while just listening. It's a wonderful thing. Amen. Let's sing a few songs, get in the spirit. There's nothing that's changed. When we're at home, I say amen. I say glory. I say everything. I scream. I dance. I do everything. So it's just location. So I trust all of you. It's the same thing. Wherever you're at home, although we're streaming, it's the same. Because one day we'll just be taken out of here. And we'll be doing exactly what we were doing here. You see, so there's no change. It's just change of location. As I was keeping an eye on my kids, because I told them, if you guys just misbehave, we cancel Christmas. So they're all sitting and watching. And they can hear me saying that. And they know. You see, nothing changes. We keep to our program. Amen. Let's sing that song again. Show me the way. We want him to show us the way. Show me the way. the way. Show me the way, Lord. Show me the way. Said I am, I'm down here. Said I am. I'm down here and I'm pleading for you, Lord. Won't you lead me? You are my guide. Oh, show me the way. One more time. Show me the way, Lord. You, Lord, I can't go. Show me the way. Said I am. I'm down here, Lord, and I need your power. Show me the way. Let's ask him to take us back this morning where we first received grace. You remember that time? I remember that time when I first received him. The sun would go down fast in where in the country we come from, and I had to run to a mountain in a rush, and I would pray myself into darkness. It was totally dark. I'd leave there 7:30 to go meet the pastor who was my buddy for testifying. And we'd meet and we'd go and we'd go sit with someone until 10 at night. Then you'd go home. That was your life every single day. You know, that was the life you lived. You were so passionate. I'm not saying we didn't do it this year. We've been doing the same things. But let's push on, saints. We're the last 2/3 of the way. We're just at the end. Amen. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you, Lord. Take me back, take me back, take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Right now, Lord, please take me back, take me back, take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you, Lord. Take me back, take me back, take me back, dear Lord, where I first been. Right now, please, Lord, take us back. Take me back, take me back, oh, to the place where I first received you, Lord. Take me back, take me back, take me back, dear Lord, where I first. One more time. Take me back, dear Lord. Take me back. Take me back, Lord. Take me back. Oh, to the place where I first received you, Lord. Take me back. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord. Where I first
Hallelujah. Let's just say a prayer to our blessed, mighty Redeemer who's watching over each and every one of us and is so interested in your life this morning. He brought you here today for you to receive what you are receiving. He put us in a lockdown to prepare you to get out of this place. And though we resist, he says, no problem, I have time. I will lock you down until you set yourself out of this world and this wickedness that we are caught up in. Lord Jesus, we look to thee. You are the master shepherd. And Lord, as our brother in Belfast always says, that the devil is a good sheepdog. He keeps us close to the shepherd of the flock. Father, guide us this morning. Give us your grace, O God, as we, Lord, Father, sing out the last moments, Lord, of this life, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we'll go out as our Lord brother has ministered pertaining to love as champions, Lord. Lord, that I would love my brother. I would love my sister. Oh, God, with Lord Savior, a love that you had, agape love, Lord. Oh, Father, Lord, that, Lord, it won't be, Lord Savior, conditional. It won't be if they scratch my back, as the pastor always says, then I will love you. But it will be regardless, unconditional, that genuine, sincere love, oh God. And Lord, Father, how you said to the prophet, Lord, Father, that Lord Savior, when he had that vision, Lord, when he went across the other side and he admonished us, Lord, and he said, if there's anything you should get love, Lord. Father, for nothing but love will inherit, Lord Savior, the promise, Lord. We believe, Lord Savior, right now, across the other side, Lord, that chasm, Lord, is just so filled and engulfed with love. And that same love, Lord, will constrain those saints. And at a particular time, as the pastor preached before, those saints, they'll be told, Lord Savior, by our prophet, Lord, that it's time. We are going down. We're going to press into that dimension. And Lord, when we see them, just 40 days, we'll be taken out of this, Lord, sphere, taken out of this hell. And Lord, that devil, Lord Savior, who vexed and punished us, Lord, we will see him no more. Lord, he'll be, Lord Savior, in chains in the regions, Lord, of the lost until, Lord Savior, that millennium period is over. But give us that love whilst we have it. Love for your word, love for your bride, love, Lord, to do, Lord, the things that are right. We ask these things, Lord, fellowship with us, Lord, and in our song, give us agape love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song, How Excellent Is His Name. We're singing about him. The song worship is lovely.
How excellent is thy name, oh Lord.
How excellent is his name. Hallelujah.
Oh, how excellent is thy name, oh Lord.
How excellent is his name. Hallelujah!
Full is I know.
beautiful is our blessed Redeemer. Hallelujah.